Nyttårssalget er i gang hos Dressmann. Nå får du opp til 70% rabatt på et stort utvalg skjorter, gensere, bukser og mye, mye mer. Opp til 70% rabatt ved kjøp av to eller flere varer. Salget finner du i butikk og på dressmann.com.
En podcast fra Podplay.
We were playing darts at a pub and they came up and they said, hey, you know, just for shits and giggles or, you know, you can look at this however you want, but would you ever entertain, you know, singing for Iron Maiden or at least coming out and checking it out? And I said, no.
Så venter man igjen på svar fra et rockeikon, prog-metall-ikon, James Labrie, vokalist I Dream Theater. Og det kribler, det blir liksom ikke helt vant med det her, å drive og snakke med sånne store stjerner, men det her tror jeg blir bra. 61 år gammel, verker som en hyggelig vokalist. Så har jeg lest at han har fått tilbud om å prøvesønge I Iron Maiden back in the days og håper jeg får tida til å stille han litt spørsmål rundt det da, for ja, det jo sånn når et band skal ut på turné, ut med nytt album de har fått tilbake Mike Portnoy bak trommene I Dream Theater kommer til Norge I november ja, når man sier ja til sånne intervjuer som det her da man forpliktet til å snakke om det som skal skje med bandet hans først og fremst, og så får vi se da om vi får tid til litt maidenslarv etter hvert her. Det blir spennende. Håper han en hyggelig fyr da, det han helt sikkert. Han jo kanadier tross alt.
Gammal Maiden med Torkel Torsvik.
Hello.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing good. Just getting on with the day.
Yeah, good morning to you. It's 9 o'clock, isn't it?
Yeah, correct. What time is it there?
It's 3 o'clock, like p.m. So
oh, wow.
It's the end of my work day.
So you going out tonight? You got plans? Yeah.
I went to a festival last night, so I think I'm going to chill. My parents are coming over, so I'm.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right up. That's awesome.
And where do you live? Where are you right now?
Toronto.
Toronto. Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah. Toronto, Canada. Yeah.
I only went to Quebec and Vancouver, so I never.
Oh wow! Yeah. Well, those are beautiful places too, right?
Yeah, my wife lived in Quebec for 4 months, so it was beautiful.
Oh, wow. Okay, so Montreal, Quebec City?
Quebec City, actually. It's a small city, but beautiful in the wintertime. 5 meters of snow, I think.
Yeah, I know. It is beautiful, for sure. Okay, cool.
Are there any video?
There we go.
There you go. Is it okay to record this?
Yeah, you go for it.
Yeah.
Recording in progress.
So, James Labrie, what are you doing 4 months before the great anniversary tour starting in London in October?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, October 20th. Well, right now we're just everyone is in the recording mode. For the new album, and that's coming along amazingly. So right now we're recording keyboards.
Okay.
And then I go in mid-July and I start recording my vocals for the album. So right now I'm in kind of lyric mode. I'm writing lyrics and stuff like that. So I want to finish my lyrics soon because I'm going, shortly. And then I'm just kind of singing every day and I'm starting to also go through what will be our set list starting in October. So I'm starting to go through those songs and just, You know what I mean? I'm you know, making sure that I'm getting myself in shape both vocally and physically. And yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a great run for sure.
Exciting times. And where do you record? Do you guys meet a lot, or do you do it
We have
separately?
our no, we have our own recording studio, Dream Theater. So yeah, it's a beautiful place that we've built, and that's where we do our writing. And if we have meetings, that's where, you know, I mean, if we're all, we all live in different areas, so it's either we're doing this, what you and I are doing here today, Zoom, for a meeting. But you know, when it comes to writing and when it comes to recording, we have our DT headquarters, and that's where we do everything. So it's quite convenient, and we've put a lot of time into it, along with some people that have been very committed to the Dream Theater camp, being Maddie, you know, Shifestein, and then James Meslin. They pretty much run our studio, and they're also a part of our road crew, our technical team when we go out on tour. So there's many people that we rely on to make all this go smoothly. Yeah.
Seems like you got a nice room there with some paddings. Is this
Yeah,
the
well, this
place
is
where
this.
you sing?
Yeah, so this is well, this is a studio too. So this is my home studio. So this is where I recorded a lot of my last solo album. And right behind the curtains is the like the vocal booth and stuff like that. But yeah, and then a little further on, can do drums and stuff like that. But yeah, I do. And then when artists from around the world ask me to if I'd be willing to sing on one of their songs or something like that, this is where I do it. My son is usually my engineer, so he's very technically capable or savvy, I should say. And so yeah, this is where I do a lot of stuff. I've done a lot of vocals for sure.
The upcoming tour will be with a lineup you haven't had for some years. You have called it special, emotional, and what kind of emotions will this tour spark, you think?
Well, yeah, it's going to be probably an emotional roller coaster. I mean, we're all extremely excited to get out there. And I mean, yeah, we haven't toured with Mike Portnoy's for 15 years, basically. So it's really something. And I mean, we've already, you know, spent a lot of time together, the band, being, you know, along with Mike, since we went into the studio back in February to start writing. So there's been a lot of time together, a lot of like catching up, a lot of reminiscing, a lot of you know, like, oh my God, can you believe it's been this long since we've done this? Or do you remember when we were out on this tour? Or you know, and then going back to albums and talking, discussing music on certain albums. And you know, I mean, there's just so much to kind of rekindle. And I think it's, you know, I think it's funny because as you get older, you realize just, you know, how fragile life is and that you can't take any moment for granted. You know, I always try to really keep myself centered and live in the moment because it's so easy to think about all your commitments and what you're doing in the future and you forget about the present. And, you know, so many people nowadays are caught up in that whirlwind, and it's very unfortunate. And I think it has a lot to do with the level of stress as a whole in society. You know, people are so disconnected to a certain degree because they're thinking about everything else that they got to get done or that they're going to be doing without realizing that, wait a minute, what are you doing at this particular moment? Are you actually enjoying it? You know, and it's very telling. And I think a lot of that bleeds into what Dream Theater, what we're doing currently, you know, as the five basically referred to original members are back together and you know, very much enjoying the process of putting this album together. And we're really stoked and damn excited about it. We can't wait until, you know, everyone can hear what we've done here. But at the same time, you know, realizing that, hey, you know, we got to really start. Wow, I mean, you know, it's like a change of season, carpe diem. You know, really start to embrace what the hell's going on right now and take it for everything that it's worth.
40 years and what a legacy. And you also, a couple of years ago, you lost a friend in Charlie Dominici,
oh, yeah.
the former singer. And that
yeah.
that must also spark some, yeah, the thoughts
well,
about carpe
it
diem.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, and I'd met Charlie, you know, maybe a handful of times over the years, and he was such a very, very nice man. And, you know, and he loved music. He was all about it. He was completely absorbed with music, and it was a really big part of who and what he was. And it was just unfortunate to hear, you know, of his passing. But I think, too, you know, like we're starting to hear about people that we know or people that we grew up with, and you know, some of them have passed, and so it kind of puts it's a different perspective on things, a different spin on things, where you start saying, you know what, be grateful for what you've got, and you know, you start looking around, you go, holy shit, I'm blessed, you know, and let's do this, and let's do it even with that much more fortitude, that we want to make it that much greater, mm-hmm. you know, than it's ever been.
You keep coming back to Norway. You got a huge crowd of fans here, and being a Canadian going to this small country
yeah.
up in Scandinavia, how do you like Norway?
I think Norway's gorgeous. I think it's beautiful. I was actually I just read an article in National Geographic, and they were talking about like summer tours up there, like not music tours. I'm talking about like getting on a bike and doing big bike, you know, extravagant hikes and that throughout Norway. And it was an amazing article, and it just shows how beautiful Norway is. I mean, it is. It's gorgeous. I mean, you have forest from end to end, and you know, it really is. And I've always loved to go there, and I've been there summer and winter. So to me, it's kind of very similar to the climate that I experience here in Canada. And you know, the openness and the wideness and the few people. I think what's your population? 5 million, I
yeah.
think, for the country of Norway.
Yeah, around, you know, five and a half, I think now.
Yeah, right. Which is like, that's really not much, right? and I mean, you know, we have Canada that's a huge country, and we have what, 40 million
mm-hmm.
here, as opposed to, you know, the States, who has 10 times our population. But yeah, so, you know, Norway has been for several years, going back to the early 90s when we first started going there. And so, yeah, we have an amazing following in Norway, and we've always been stoked when we're playing there. I mean, they're always great gigs. And once again, I can't even imagine what this will be like when we come through this time. It's just going to be overwhelming. And, you know, I think it stands true to, because we're looking at the numbers and the shows are selling out. Mm-hmm. So everywhere that we're playing, we're selling out. So, I mean, that's a big nod too. So, yeah, it's going to be great. And Norway has always come through with us. Mm-hmm. Huge, huge, for sure.
It's a huge celebration, 40 years, and what can we expect, like, set list-wise? Will you play some of the new songs from the upcoming album, you think?
Well, definitely, I think, you know, whether it's one or two, and as far as the set list, I can't reveal, because, we, you know, obviously we want to keep that a secret, but are we going to touch? I mean, if we're doing a 40th anniversary, I think it's common knowledge, or it's easy to assume or conclude that we are going to be, you know, playing songs from all over, you know, from the albums that
yeah.
have been around, you know, from Images and Words to the present. So definitely. And, you know, on that note, it's funny, because for the years that Mike Portnoy wasn't in the band, John Petrucci did an amazing job taking over creating the set list. And we all were like involved and, you know, saying, okay, no, this is a song I want to do, which is pretty much what we've always done. But, you know, we actually relinquished the job title to Mike Portnoy to take over, because that's what he did when he was in the band before. He used to always construct the set list, and he did such a fantastic job with it. So it's fallen back on his lap, and he's already come back to us with what he thought would work. And frick, it's, you know, it's going to be great. Let me just say this. I can't imagine anyone walking out of that, out of any given venue, saying, shit, man, why the hell did they do that? Like, you know, first of all, it's impossible for us to play every flippin' song that we know the fans want to hear, or else we'd be there for like 28 hours. but you know, I think that within a 3-hour show, what we're going to present is going to blow minds. It really is. I think they're going to go, oh my God, I can't believe they played that. And it's going to be amazing. It really is. Mm-hmm. And we're very excited about it. Yeah.
Do you know how much time we have now? For this interview?
We got 4 minutes.
Four minutes?
I got like eight interviews today.
Okay, so let's... I got this podcast exploring the influences of musicians and guests. It's called Gamal Maiden, because Iron Maiden was my first inspiration. So
I always ask,
do you remember the first time you heard Iron Maiden?
I think I was in a buddy's vehicle, and we were driving somewhere around Toronto, and Run to the Hills came on. I mean, I was with Paul, like the first singer. I remember hearing a couple songs from that, but nothing really grabbed me. I mean, I was aware of them. I was like, hey, these guys are pretty cool. But I think when I heard that song, then I started to look into them a bit more. And I wouldn't say that I was a huge, huge Iron Maiden fan growing up. I mean, I listened to them. I went to their shows. I respected what they stood for musically, because they were, you know, they were a tour de force, no doubt about it. But, you know, with me, I was more into like bands like the Zeppelin and the, you know, like Aerosmith and Deep Purple, you know, and then Foreigner, Kansas, Rush was my huge, huge go-to all the time. And, you know, and then, yeah, some Pink Floyd and stuff like that I was listening to, and as well as like Journey and Foreigner and friggin', you know, I mean, I was all over the place as far as the bands that, and the singers that inspired me, and Queen was huge for me as well. So those were, but Maiden definitely the, you know, and then later in years to come, you know, we end up doing shows with them, and Bruce and I got along amazingly. The first time I met Bruce was when we did the BBC show.
Yeah.
In 95, and then from there we did some shows, like some festivals together, and then we did a whole North American tour together in 2009, and it's great. You know, they're all really cool guys.
Nyttårssalget er i gang hos Dressmann. Nå får du opp til 70% rabatt på et stort utvalg skjorter, gensere, bukser og mye, mye mer. Opp til 70% rabatt ved kjøp av 2 eller flere varer. Salget finner du i butikk og på dressmann.com.
You're listening to a podcast. I'm Bruce Dickinson. You're not. And you're listening to Gamal Maiden.
And you had to turn down an offer to try to audition for Maiden. I read somewhere that you got the offer in the 90s. after Bruce.
Well, I mean, the crazy thing about that was that it, you know, and it was like a fly by night situation, like in the sense that, first of all, Dream Theater had just finished recording Images and Words, and we were looking for management, and Rod Smallwood was a strong possibility.
Mm-hmm.
And him and his partner at the time, Mark, we were actually together because we were discussing Dream Theater, maybe going with Rod Smallwood. And they just came up. We were playing darts at a pub, and they came up and they said, hey, you know, just for shits and giggles, or, you know, you can look at this however you want, but would you ever entertain, you know, singing for Iron Maiden, or at least coming out and checking it out? And I said, no. I said, I'm with this band. We just finished recording an album, and I really think that there's something here. These guys, this is special. This freaking band is special. And the other thing that I said was that I've already been in a band that had a singer before, and I didn't really like that because I'd come in three albums after the other singer, and it was always like I just felt like a jukebox hero, you know, just copying their songs. And I said, with this band, I want to become the vocalist. And so this is my way to create my own niche and become known for the singer of this band. And that was it. You know what? And it was nothing big. I mean, you know, Rod and Merck were like, oh, no problem, man. Yep. Mm-hmm. And it was that quick. It was literally probably a 3-minute conversation. Yeah.
And you made a good choice, I think. So now you're celebrating 40 years anniversary in November in Oslo, and I will wish you welcome back to Norway, and good luck with your lyrics and writing for the next album.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you. Yeah, for sure, man. Okay.
I think got another interview coming up, so thank you so much for the chat.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe we can chat again once the album comes out, and we can put a bit more time aside. Yeah. And I appreciate you doing this, man.
Yeah, I want to dig into your Led Zeppelin and Deep Purple inspirations there. So,
maybe next time. Yeah, well, now we're gonna need a couple hours.
I think so. So
you know, yeah, man.
Until next time, have a nice weekend, and good luck with the album.
Okay, you too. All right,
thank you so much.
Alright,
bye-bye.
Gammal Maiden med Torkel Torsvik, en podcast fra Radio Rock.
Ja, hva var det jeg sa? Kanadier, vet du, utrolig hyggelig fyr, James LeBrie I Dream Theater, som, ja, tenkte, takka nei når han fikk spørsmål om å prøve å synge litt med Iron Maiden. Det hadde nok ikke jeg gjort, men alt I alt et lurt valg av James LeBrie, som har en fantastisk karriere da med Dream Theater. Inne I episoden her så fikk du liten sånn snippet fra BBC-showet som Dream Theater hadde I 1995 med Bruce Dickinson på gjestevokal på Deep Purple låta Perfect Strangers. Så fikk du også litt To Tame a Land. Overraskende bra Dream Theater cover av Maiden låt, og dem finnes det jo ganske mange av da, hvis du vil dykke I det. Og så må jeg bare si tusen takk for at du hører på Gammal Maiden. Spre ordet om at denne podcasten finnes til folk som kan være interessert I litt prat om musikk og mimring da. Og hvis du fan av Dream Theater og har lyst på konserten I Oslo Spektrum I november, så blir det konkurranse på Radio Rock I sendingen min. Hvis du hører på det her da på lanseringsdato 9. september, så må du følge med et par dager på ettermiddagen på Radio Rock, så blir det noe konkurranse. Jeg har faktisk fått inn en melding fra John Petrucci, gitaristen I Dream Theater, som forteller om det her. Så ser jeg bare at vi høres neste mandag her I Gammal Maiden. Takk for nå.
What's up, Norway? This is John Petrucci from Dream Theater. We are bringing our 40th anniversary tour to the Oslo Spektrum on November 9th. Cannot wait to see all of you there. And if you listen to Torkel at Radio Rock, you can win tickets.
Du har hørt en podcast fra Podplay. En enklere måte å høre podcast på. Last ned appen Podplay. eller se podplay.no.
Nyttårssalget i gang hos Dressmann. Nå får du opp til 70% rabatt på et stort utvalg skjorter, gensere, bukser og mye, mye mer. Opp til 70% rabatt ved kjøp av to eller flere varer. Salget finner du i butikk og på dressmann.com.